Blog Talk Radio.
To the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk a lot about basketball, baseball, Major League Baseball, NBA. We talk about anything that comes across the monitor as a major sport, but we also talk about mud wrestling, hot dog eating contests, fighting contests, water polo, handball, volleyball, WWE, UFC, boxing. Whatever comes across the sport, across the monitor as a sport, we'll talk about. If you want to call into the show, call into the show at air code 515-602-9687. Call into the show at 515-602-9687. When you call in, just announce your first initial, last initial, and the state that you're calling from. Don't get too detailed on your whole name and what city, because I don't want you to get in trouble for being on the radio while you're supposed to be out doing your honey-do list or being at work. I don't want you to get in trouble for being on the radio, so we try to keep your identity discreet on this show. at the same time, we are broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST Chula Vista, California. Time on deck here is 8.05 a.m., 55 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. 55 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny here in San Diego, California. All right, let's get into it. Wednesday night NBA action recap is the title. Wednesday night NBA action recap. The host of the Bay Pro on Chuck Quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love. Topics, but not limited to, would be the Los Angeles Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors, and San Antonio Spurs. So last night we had a lot of NBA action. We'll get into some sports and everything like that. But while I'm doing my monologue and everything, I just want to say that the game last night between the Lakers and the Spurs was highly competitive. I mean, I know the Spurs is definitely, if I'm correct, below 500. You wouldn't think that there would be a competitive game with the Lakers show, especially with Anthony Davis coming back, with the addition of Rui Hachimura coming over from the Washington Wizards, with subtraction of Nunn, sending him over to the Wizards along with two draft picks for to bring Hachimura over. So what I'm saying is that you had LeBron James, you had AD and Russ, on the court right along with Rui Hachimura. So you figure that the Spurs wouldn't be able to really compete with the Lakers last night with all that firepower and length. I think they added Rui Hachimura for length. And based on what they were saying on the monitor, Rui Hachimura, he contributes about 13 points a game or so. So, 13 points a game, 4 rebounds. So, you figure that in my opinion, the Spurs would have pretty much got blew out the water. But I'm gonna be honest, the Spurs, they hung around. They was hanging with the Lakers. I think they led a lot of the game when I was watching it. If I'm remembering right, the Spurs led most of the way. But LeBron, them kept chopping at the lead, and they came out victorious. If I'm remembering correct, they came out victorious last night. But we'll verify that when I go into my scores. But if I'm correct, they was able to go ahead and grind that one out. And AD looked a little rusty, that's to be expected, being out for a while. He's been out, I think they said, like about 20, 22 games. So let's say it's been about, a month and a half out. I'm assuming 2 months he's been out. But, before that, AD was putting up 44 points a game. So, I mean, I figured it'd take him a couple more games to get back to that point. But I'm going to tell you, he came out. He was competitive. Pretty much he played a lot of minutes. I think they was trying to keep him at 22 minutes. But I think he played about 25, maybe more. Because, I think he finished the game all the way down to the end. All the way down to the end, he finished up. Then, Russell Westbrook, he was highly competitive. He was doing his thing, of course. Rui Hachimura, he seems to be trying to fit in. He's trying to fit in into the rotation with everybody, trying to learn how to play with this team. He didn't look spectacular to me last night, but he looked like a player that was hadn't only been in the organization but for 2 days. So my whole thing is, it's gonna take him some time to start getting his chemistry down with LeBron James, feeding him the ball, with feeding Anthony Davis the ball, with Russell Westbrook feeding Rui Hachimura the ball. Rui's gonna have to get into rhythm. In my opinion, his chemistry is going to have to get with those guys. And I'm not just talking about chemistry on the court. I'm talking about even the chemistry off court. I believe chemistry off the court, you know, makes you comfortable with your coworkers. Just like in any job, even in corporate America, you know, when you have some type of camaraderie outside of work, you know, off the clock with people, you kind of, you know, can work. Anything, you got to be best friends. But if you got some kind of camaraderie where people can say, hey, man, I'm throwing a party this weekend, we're going to watch the game, but we all going out to the baseball game, you want to come. Just, even if you don't go, just being offered to come and hang out, it kind of makes the person feel more comfortable. So what I'm saying about Hachimura, you know, with his new team, with the previous big three of Westbrook, Davis, and James, if they saw, you know, off the court, hey, man, you want to come hang out? Let me show you around L.A. you know, my family's doing this. You want to come? even if he turns down any invitations of anything off the court, that'll at least make Rui Hachimura feel a lot more comfortable chemistry-wise with his new team. And that way, when he gets on the court, you know, they built some kind of camaraderie off the court, which will also, you know, feed into their activity and chemistry on the court. So I feel like, you know, about two weeks, you'll probably see Rui Hachimura playing like he was playing in Washington, D.C., solid 13 points, 4 rebounds or so, something like that. I forgot his official numbers coming over, but I know they say he's got 13 points a game. And Rui's still young. I think he's only been in the league maybe, 3 years? I think this is maybe his third year pushing it fourth. I think he's only been in 3, 4 years. I think more so like 3. I don't think he's quite at 4. But I think this is going to be good for him playing with the Kings, because LeBron James is going to bring, you know, like he do with everybody else, he's going to bring the best out of you. He's going to bring the best out of you. So that's a good thing. He'll bring the best out of Rui. And I think they're going to have a solid – I think the Lakers competing for that 8 spot. I see them, you know, being in that play-in tournament now. You know, they let Kendrick Nunn go. I like Nunn, but we wish him good luck over there in Washington, D.C. But I'm excited to see what Rui Hachimura can do. You know, I think he's playing at the small forward position. I don't think he's a power forward. I think that's more LeBron James' role and his size. So, you know, I'm just trying to see how it's going to all work out. But if you'd like to call in to the show to correct me or debate me, definitely call in to area code 515-602-9687 and share your thoughts on this on all this stuff. You know, this is what the show is here for you to call in and share your thoughts on everything. So call in to 515-602-9687. Speaking of the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors last night, the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, they, and please don't let me forget, if you want to call into the show, don't let me forget to talk about the New York Nets. About the New York Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. That was a barn burner last night as well. We got to get on that. But Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors, they had a good game last night, very exciting competitive game, which led to Steph Curry being thrown out of the game. Steph Curry got threw out of the game because he has that little nasty habit of taking his mouthpiece out and throwing it all over the court, throwing it at referees or whatever the case may be. He'll take that mouthpiece out when he gets pissed off and throw it. Then you know, during and I think they say he got upset because he was asking, they was trying to go on a little run to go up in the game or to tie the game up or whatever, and he asked Jordan Poole, he was asking Jordan Poole, give me the ball, and looked like Jordan Poole was having this pool party. He was having a pool party, and he was hot, and he was like, no, I got this. And he was trying to score, and I guess something happened. He got fouled or didn't convert, and then Steph Curry got pissed off and threw his mouthpiece, sort of like, dang, I wanted the ball. Excuse me, people, for using profanity on my show. I don't use profanity, so excuse me for letting that slip out. But it looked like he was saying, dang, I don't I want the ball. Dang, give me the ball. Give me the ball. So, but there was all love after the game. They showed Poole and Steph Curry the tunnel. First person, Steph Curry, if I'm correct, congratulated was Jordan Poole. Hugged him up. And you know, I guess they was making a joke, you know, laughing about. I think Jordan Poole might have took his mouthpiece out and threw it in the hallway, kind of like making a gesture at Steph. And then they dapped it up, hugged it up, like, you know, probably. And I'm thinking that Steph might have whispered in his ear, give me the ball, or gesture, give me the ball, man, when I'm looking for the ball. Something like that. I could have my details wrong. It was late last night when I was watching the game, and I just kind of like him in the tunnel having a little brief interaction. But I could be wrong about all that. But I think, if I'm remembering right, Jordan Poole took his mouthpiece down, threw it in the hallway. There's a little gesture to Steph, but he was the first person that Steph greeted, and they kind of like dapped it up, hugged it up, and I think Steph was like, man, only when I got kicked out, I was upset because you wasn't giving me the ball. I wanted the ball at that time. But they worked all that out, and they won the game. So speaking of Memphis Grizzlies, though, Ja Morant, he played a hell of a game last night. I don't have his numbers up yet, but I'll get them up here shortly. When we go to our break at the 30-minute mark, I'll get all my scores up during the break, and we'll have all our scores from NBA action around the league. But yeah, the Grizzlies, they came out and they actually, you know, they challenged the Warriors. They're trying to say it's a rivalry now, but you know, as media experts say, it's not a rivalry until you got two teams that's won championships. You know, when two teams won championships against each other, that's when it's a rivalry. The other team got to at least have one against you. So them being in the West, it's going to come down to fighting for a conference championship every year. Like Memphis will knock off Golden State one year and they go into the finals. Golden State got to knock the Grizzlies off and they go into the finals. Stuff like that. It has to go like that for the media experts saying it got to go like that for it to be a rivalry. So it got to be a rivalry consists of two teams at least one championship. It can't be a rivalry when you got a team that got four chips and you got another team that's talking about winning the chip. You know, it's almost like, you know, it ain't a rivalry when you're the doggone New England Patriots in the NFL and then you're the Dallas Cowboys, you know, the recent Dallas Cowboys. You know, come on, guys. You know, the Patriots, you know, Patriots and the Cowboys can't be considered a rivalry game because the Patriots, they got so many championships when Tom Brady was there. And during that time, they had Tony Romo, and then some of that time, they had Dak Prescott, too. But it's like, you got to figure out, you know, hey, that can't constitute a rivalry. When one team's sitting up here with several rings, in the NBA case with the Golden Warriors, four rings, and the Memphis Grizzlies ain't got none. Back in the NFL case, the Dallas Cowboys, zero, and then the New England Patriots got several rings. I think seven championships, if I'm correct, seven. They went about nine, times, and the Patriots came out with like seven championships out of that run. So the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots, using the NFL example, can't be a rivalry. Going back to the NBA and the NBA example I'm making, the Grizzlies can't say it's a rivalry game against the Golden State Warriors because they have no championship at all, let alone four. But the Memphis Grizzlies, they have been saying that, hey, we can dust anybody at any time in the West. And you know, we don't see any competition in the West stopping us from moving forward, going into the championship. We don't see nobody stopping us from going. Well, I don't know, Ja. Ja Morant, I don't know. I like you. I like you. The way you play, you kind of like remind me of the old Russell Westbrook. Attacking the rim. And one thing about these players, these young players with fresh knees, they will attack that rim. I'm excited to see how Ja Morant is going to be in the next several years as his knee is. It's older and his knees start to lose that balance. I'm excited to see what kind of shooter he's going to be. And I'm wondering if he's right now developing his shot. I've seen him make some shots, you know, some threes and some mid-range shots. I've seen him make some shots, if I'm remembering correctly, you know, because there's so many games and so much stuff on TV. I kind of like sometimes I'm distracted watching these games. So sometimes I may be a little off. But if I'm remembering right, I have seen Ja shoot a little bit besides just attacking the hole. So I think he's a decent shooter. But I don't think that's his game. I think his game is like Russell Westbrook, AI, Allen Iverson. Take it to the rack. Take it to the rack, get a foul, hit my free throws. I think, and if I can't do that, I'll pass it off to my other weapons. I think that's just his game. And, you know, am I mad about it? No. Anytime you got a Corvette, you run it. You don't want to just put your Corvette in the museum or in your garage, in your collection, and just let Corvette sit there. You got to run that thing. You got to run that little red Corvette. You know, got to run it. And so, you know, that's what they're doing with John Brandon. I kind of look at him like a red Corvette, you know, a red Corvette with speed. He want to attack the hole. So they letting him play his game. They're not trying to say, hey, man, don't attack the hole and turn him into a shooter. So like how they do in the NFL with quarterbacks. Hey, man, don't use your legs. Stay in the pocket and pass the ball, which destroys players like Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson. It destroys players like that. It destroys players like Jalen Hurts. But with Jalen Hurts, at least with the Eagles, he has an arm to throw the ball as well as using his legs. But you understand, just using the NFL example of how you can try to change a player. And then I'm glad in the NBA, they really don't do a lot of that. They let the players play their style of ball. But the only thing about basketball, if you're one of those guys that's taking it to the hole all the time, dunking, taking it to the hole, you're always coming down on those knees. And as you get older and you're coming down on those knees, it's like you better have your jump shot already developed. Because I think even the media experts, even Michael Jordan at one time had to, you know, get better at shooting because he couldn't be dunking and going to the hole all the time. He had to learn how to take advantage of his mid-range jump shot and his three-point shots, but definitely his mid-range jump shot. I don't think Jordan back in the day was just a three-point dagger for Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, the Steve Kerrs and the Dan Marleys were the three-point guys back then. But as far as the Chicago Bulls go, Jordan's three-point weapon was kick it out to Steve Kerr. Jordan was, if I remember right, watching a lot of Michael Jordan as I was coming up. He was a mid-range jump shot artist, and he'd take it to the rack. As they were saying, he came back on his second stint in the NBA. He's second and third stint, even with the Washington Wizards. He was more of a mid-range jump shot guy versus he wasn't doing all the high-fly dunking. He wasn't doing all that acrobatic stuff he used to do when he was younger. So I'm just kind of like going back to Ja Morant. Right now, they're letting him do his thing. They're letting him take it to the hole, letting him dictate, kicking the ball out to the other guys, to supporting cast when he can't take it to the hole. I don't see him as a shooter. He's a guy like a Allen Iverson, like a Russell Westbrook. I'm going to take it to the hole. I'm trying to get as many points and get to the free throw line as I can. So I don't have a problem with him playing like that. Because as long as he can sink his jump shot, he's good. As long as he can sink his free throws, I mean, as long as he can shoot his free throws when they foul him, he's good. But I have seen him hit a couple three-point shots, you know, as well. I have seen him do that. So I'm not saying he don't have a shot. I'm not saying he can't hit from the field. But I'm just saying that I noticed Ja Morant is a guy that's going to constantly attack the hole. He's going to attack the rim. So I'm just curious to see if he's going to be able to continue to play like this after about 5 or 6 years in the league. Is his style going to have to change? Because, like, we see Russell Westbrook with the Lakers. I think he still goes to the hole a lot, but he's also realizing I got to have some kind of a jump shot a three-point shot and a mid-range jump shot because I need my knees to hold up over the course of the season. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. The Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Nets, they went at it yesterday. The New York Nets, a Kevin Durant-less New York Nets, put up a good fight against the Philadelphia 76ers. I think that wound up ending in a close one. But it was a good game. I was happy yesterday. I was proud of myself. I actually was able to sit myself down and watch three NBA games. So at least let's say one whole game, which was the 76ers and the Nets. And then I was able to watch at least flipping back and forth between the game of the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, taking on the Lakers and the Spurs and the Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. I was able to flip back and forth, pretty much catch that. You know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes in one game, 5 minutes in the next game. I was able to do that. I was happy that I was able to actually sit down and watch the games last night. I don't know what it was last night, but I wasn't really distracted with a lot of different stuff. And it probably was because my shows that I watch on Wednesday night, I like to watch a lot of Chicago Wednesdays. If anybody watches NBC, you know what I mean. You got Chicago Med, which I love because I have a medical background, being in the military and being in the civilian sector. I have a medical background. I like to watch Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago, you know, Fire. They got the paramedics, and you know, I trained to be an EMT before, so they kind of keep me interested in that. And then Chicago PD, you know, I've always been off into aspire to be in law enforcement or being in some kind of securities and investigation services, some kind of way. I am a trained private investigator. Currently trying to get all my training done so I can, you know, get my own firm started or work up under somebody else's license, whichever one is more lucrative. But anyway, Chicago Wednesdays, those are three shows that keeps my attention. And then on Tuesday nights, you know, I got to deal with, you know, FBI and FBI International, FBI Most Wanted. So that falls in line of securities and investigations. So anytime I'm trying to watch NBA, on Tuesday night, I got to continue with FBI, the FBI Tuesdays. And then on Wednesday night, Chicago Wednesdays. Thursday nights, I got to deal with on NBC, I got to deal with SVU. I got to deal with SVU criminal intent, SVU organized crime. You know, so they got the regular SVU. They got the other SVU. SVU criminal intent or something like that. Then the other one is SVU organized crime with Stabler them and all that stuff. So. I'm always competing against my basketball schedule and trying to get my basketball notes to have good notes to do these shows against these great murder mystery type of investigative type of shows. You know, so last night they had reruns on Chicago Wednesday. They had all three reruns. And I'm like, oh, great. I can just maybe flip back and forth and catch a little bit of there just to catch up, you know, recap on my Chicago Wednesday show. But I can watch all three of my basketball games and don't have to really be fighting back and forth with my attention span. Because on one monitor, I might have basketball on another monitor, I might have Chicago Wednesdays or SVU on, some or FBI on, just whatever's on that night. And, you know, basketball is pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's the thing about basketball. And then now there's football is wrapping up. So basketball is king. Like they said, when Christmas Day hits, basketball season officially starts. Because you have so much football coming against basketball before Christmas. But once Christmas comes, football is starting to die down and basketball is starting to crank up. Even with college basketball, it's starting to you know, take over the airways for the most part on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings too, because it's all about to be going into March Madness. We're going into March Madness, and I got to get cranked up for that for March Madness at all three levels of all the small school levels of basketball. I got to start getting cranked up for that because I do all my recruiting with the small schools too to try to get them the best professional football, best basketball opportunities I can have for street free agent, street free agent men and women. So I got to do a lot of recruiting for college basketball soon, speaking of March Madness. But going back to the NBA action, the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Nets without Kevin Durant was a hell of a game last night. I'm just getting to the point real quick before we go into the break, and then I'll come back with all our scores. It is 8:30 a.m., and this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, kicking it with you live in the morning with the the Late Night Dog, myself, the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, our topic for today is Wednesday night NBA action recap, and we're just basically going over all NBA scores and NBA action. Like I said, last night I was able to watch three games, and there was the Los Angeles Lakers against the San Antonio Spurs and the Memphis Grizzlies against the Golden State Warriors, the LA Lakers against the San Antonio Spurs, Memphis Grizzlies against the Golden State Warriors, and the New York Nets against the Philadelphia 76ers, which I'm currently commenting on. That was a heck of a game. I'm just upset that they keep ragging on Ben Simmons. The media experts, every time I put it like this here, I want to say every time, I want to always be correct in my thoughts. I was watching the game last night, and I watched pretty much all of the Sixers and the Nets. I was upset that Kevin Durant is hurt, that he wasn't out there, because I really wanted to see the outcome with Kevin Durant on the floor. However, Kyrie Irving came out and did his thing. Claxton, he played a hell of a game last night against Joel Embiid. Of course, Joel Embiid got his. Joel Embiid's a load, but he got his. But Claxton and Ben Simmons did a pretty good job on Embiid. But Joel Embiid got his. James Harden had a hell of a game last night as well. I'll have all the stats up here shortly when we come back from break. But I want to say that the media experts, they got to come off of Ben Simmons. They got to get off of Ben Simmons. And I think I'm going to try to call in, try to make a phone call and get DC on the line, my number one sports contributor on the line, and ask him about this. I'm going to try not to hold him long, but I just got a quick question to ask him about Ben Simmons. And the thing that gets me is that they keep on ragging on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons played a hell of a game last night. If I'm the average fan or a semi fan, and I've seen that game, I don't see what Ben Simmons did wrong. They keep saying, "Well, Ben Simmons is a non-factor. Ben Simmons is a non-factor. Ben Simmons is not playing like an NBA guy. He only has 10 points and 5 rebounds, but he's content with being a role player." Okay, if he's a role player, he's a role player. When he tried to be the star, you guys wouldn't let him. You guys wouldn't let him be the star. I'm going to get DC on the line, like I said, when I come back from break, and try to see what his take is on it. Everybody know that DC is my number one sports contributor out of Maryland. And I want to ask him, what did he think about the media expert saying that Ben Simmons is just settling in to be a role player? I don't understand why the media experts just crush guys, constantly crush these guys and tear them down. If he's on the court, at first, oh, he won't play. Now the guy's playing. And I'm very critical about the media experts when it comes down to Ben Simmons, because, you know, I love all things Louisiana. If you listen to this show, I'm all things Louisiana and all things San Diego, California. Ben Simmons played at LSU. He grew up in Australia. from Australia, went to LSU for about a year, maybe two, and then came on out and went into the NBA draft. He's been the defensive player of the year. I believe he's been an all-star. But now that, okay, he did all that, that wasn't good enough. Now he's just saying, hey, maybe I should just peel back and let the guys who want to be a star, who want to take the shot, let me let them be the star. Let me let them take the shot. And let me just contribute. Let me contribute where I'm best contributing at. And that's being a great role player. Or if they want to bring me off the bench, I'll come off the bench. I think Ben Simmons is content to know that, hey, if it come down to me just doing my job and getting my check, as long as I do my job to the best of my ability, why ain't that good enough? Why do I have to constantly be put up the numbers to be an all-star? But the argument is he's not scoring as much because he's afraid to get fouled. He's not going to the hole as much and doing all these different things as much because he's afraid that they're going to hack him. They're going to hack or shack him and keep putting him on the line. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if maybe he's afraid, maybe he's not. And if he's afraid of hurting his team and he's playing like he's playing, the score was 137-133, 76 is over the Nets. Okay, they lost by 4 points. But if they had Kevin Durant, if they had Kevin Durant out there, the Nets would have beat the 76ers because there was easily another 10 points for the Nets, more like a 143-137. Something like that. There's easily another 10 points for the Nets from Kevin Durant. But, I mean, we'll see. I think they got to play each other two more times before the season is over with. But my whole thing is everybody, you know, all these media experts, they want to rag on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons not doing enough. It wasn't Ben Simmons' fault that they lost that game, people. It was not Ben Simmons' fault that they lost the freaking game. So, anyway, we're going to go off into a quick music mix and thing like that, and we'll be back on the show here shortly. So we're gonna take a quick break. Let me give me some more coffee and come back and give you guys the best media performance I can give you. Stand by. We'll be right back. Yes, yes. Welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Yeah, we left off. Well, for those of you just tuning in, our topic is Wednesday night NBA action recap. And here, moving on into spring and into summertime, most of our topics are going to be pretty simple. It'll be more because it's basketball. NBA is king right now. Because with football going into their conference championships and then the Super Bowl, we only have two more weekends of football. That's Sunday, this Sunday. We got the conference championships, and then the following Sunday or the Sunday after that, I think it might be 1 or 2 weeks. I think they give them a week in between the conference championships for the media day and all that stuff. So it's probably more like 2 weeks after this Sunday for the Super Bowl. If I'm correct, but you could, if you want to call in and correct me on that, call in the 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687, and then you can correct me on when the Super Bowl is going to be played. But I believe it's going to be, if not next Sunday, it'll be the Sunday after. I know it's usually sometime in February, but anyway. NBA is king right now. NBA is king. King of the airways right now. So all my topics will be something like Thursday night NBA action recap, Wednesday night NBA cap action recap. Whatever day it is when I do the show, it'll be the night before. Like today is Thursday, so it'll be, we're talking about what happened Wednesday night. On Fridays, it'll be, and I'm going to start doing my Friday show here soon because on my flyer that I created, I said Mondays through Fridays, but it should have been Mondays through Thursdays. But since I put Monday through Friday on my flyer and I don't want to pay to change it, I'm just going to take advantage of it and give you guys one more day of me. Give you guys one more day of me. In that way, so now I got to work on Fridays. I only have 2 days off instead of three. But however, you know, it's not bad. I don't mind getting on here talking about sports, talking about what I love, which is sports, and getting up here entertaining you guys. I don't mind doing that. But, yeah, going back to Ben Simmons, I'm just trying to figure out why was Ben Simmons targeted again last night by the media, saying that, all he wants to do is be a role player. He only wants to be a role player, and the only thing he is doing is basically contributing on defense. He's just contributing on defense and stuff like that. Well, I'm like, you know, I get all that. But if Ben Simmons don't want to play, if Ben Simmons don't want to be the man no more, or he don't want to be one of the top players, that's Ben Simmons' choice. I think whatever he's doing, you'd rather have Ben Simmons than not. Because my question is, okay, New York Nets, if not Ben Simmons, then who? That's what I'm trying to say. If not Ben Simmons, then who? Who you going to get if it ain't Ben Simmons? So, I mean, Ben Simmons playing at 75%, which I'm saying he is at least giving 75%. Let's say 60 to 75%. He's giving 60 to 75%. Ben Simmons is still better than most guys that play his position. That can give 100% of their ability. Ben Simmons is still the better option because even when he's not playing like an all-star, what he's doing is he still plays well in spurts. He still plays well in certain situations. I call that situational perfection. He don't have to be perfect the whole game. He's perfect in the right moments, in the right situations. Situational perfection is effective, people. I'm going to use a boxing analogy. Big Country, Deontay Wilder, former heavyweight champion of the world, probably soon to be heavyweight champion of the world again. He'll probably grab a belt from somewhere. He makes a statement. He says that a lot of you guys, have that y'all fight me and y'all be winning. Y'all be piling up points, winning on the cards round for round. But you gotta remember, you got to be perfect the whole fight to defeat me. Because all I need is one moment to land this right hand. And it'll change the whole complexity of this fight. Turn this whole fight around with one punch. That's the gift that he's been given from the Creator. To have that one punch knockout, and this is a boxing analogy that I'm using to push home my NBA point about Ben Simmons. Deontay Wilder has situational perfection. One punch can change the outcome of a fight that he's in. One punch. Going back to the NBA and Ben Simmons only has to have situational perfection. Like last night, it was a moment to where something had happened. He wound up getting the ball, and he jumped up and shot a little mid-range shot, and I think Mike put the Nets up, put him in the lead. That's called situational perfection. He looked great in that moment. You seen him down low battling with Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is a big man. He didn't need help with Joel Embiid. He pretty much covered him by himself. Him or Claxton. Claxton covered Embiid well. But going back to Ben Simmons, he held his own down there with Joel Embiid. I mean, he was on the same team with this man for years. Practiced with this man for years. Okay? He knows Joel Embiid. He didn't shy away from the moments. Like I said, all he has to do is be perfect in certain situations. And I think that Ben Simmons did that last night. Hell, they only lost by 4 points. That had nothing to do with I saw the game. It had nothing to do with Ben Simmons. I'm sorry, people just didn't. It didn't have anything to do with Ben Simmons. They lost the game because they lost the game. They lost the game probably because they were missing Kevin Durant. You had a healthy James Harden, a healthy Joel Embiid with all their role players and everything like that. You know, they had Maxey, they had Thybul, and then all their supporting cast. They won the game by 4 points, only 4 points. But what would the outcome be if Kevin Durant had played last night, if he didn't have his injury? What would the outcome have been then? And I think they're saying that Kevin Durant done something to his knee, MCL strain or something like that, but he's been released to run and participate on court activities. So I give it, the next 2 weeks to have Kevin Durant back, but they're saying more likely after the All-Star game, which that makes sense. I'll let him go ahead and just participate in practice, keep tabbing, and then come back strong after the All-Star break, after everybody makes all their moves and everything, because all the moves got to be made, I believe, by February the 9th. But if I'm incorrect on that, just call back into the show and correct me on that and everything. So I'm looking forward to see what the New York Nets is going to look like. I think currently they're probably in third place in the East. Look like they're in third in the East or fifth in the East, somewhere up in there. But if the playoffs started today, as my man DC always says, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in the top five. So they wouldn't be worried about a play-in tournament. And that's with Ben Simmons being part of their big three. Let's get off into some scores and everything like that, as I promised. Get off into some scores in NBA and men's and women's NCAA basketball. Let's get off into some scores. And then we'll give you a reminder about the NFL conference championships this weekend for the National Football League. So, So it's our time now to get off and update everybody on Wednesday night scores from January 25th. And we're going to do that. And excuse the clicking, if you hear any clicking in the system, that's me changing up my format. I should have had all the stuff already pulled up before the show, but my system was acting up last night. So I'm a little late getting some things up for you guys. So if you're clicking and me mixing, I'm having to use my console mic versus my cell phone mic until I get a new phone, because it sounds better now going directly through the my console versus going through my phone where I could move around and do my show and walk around and stuff like that. But I'm using everything to my advantage. It's keeping me in this situation with my mic. It's keeping me in place, in one place, so I can sit down and rest my back. Because as I'm getting a little older, a little longer in the tooth, my lower back is not the best. So I probably don't need to be up walking around doing this and doing that while I'm doing the show. So anyway, just a little personal note from me. Now, going back into my NBA scores, though, I got... Last night, Pacers 120, Magic's 126. Magic 126 over the Pacers 120. 76ers 137 over the Nets 133. 76ers 137 over the Nets 133. That was a hell of a game. A lot of technical fouls in that one. Then we got Wizards 108 over the Rockets 103. Wizards 108, Rockets 103. We had the Bucks over the Nuggets, 107-99. Bucks, 107. Nuggets, 99. Gordon, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Antetokounmpo, Greek Freak, 33 points in that one. Bucks over the Nuggets, 107-99. I can't remember if Jokic played in that one or not, or Murray. I think they both should have played, but they probably just didn't have a hot hand last night. We got the Timberwolves, 111 over the Pelicans, 102. That's a bummer. Anthony Edwards, 37.6 rebounds. Ben McCollum, 25.8 rebounds. I'm sorry, 25.8 assists. So the Timberwolves, 111 over the Pelicans, 102. Man, Timberwolves are 25-25. They right at 500. Pelicans are 26-23. So they're above 500. But we got to pull it together. We got to pull it together because I don't like losing games to teams that's a 500 team. And we're better than our record is saying anyway. Just, I think, injuries. We just got Ingram back, so for the Pelicans. And if you listen to the show, you know I love everything Louisiana. So that's the New Orleans Pelicans. In other action, we got the Hawks 137 over the Thunder 132. Hawks 137, Thunder 132. SGA, 36 points. And Trae Young, 33 points. Trae Young, 33 points, 11 assists. SGA, 36 points, 7 assists. We got the Golden State Warriors, 122 over the Grizzlies, 120. Warriors, 122. Grizzlies, 120. Ja Morant, 29 points, 12 assists. 29 points, 12 assists. Steph Curry, 34 points. Steph Curry, 34 points. And an ejection. Again, Warriors, Golden State Warriors, 122 over the Grizzlies, 120. We also had Trailblazers, 134, Jazz, 124. Trailblazers, 134, Jazz, 124. And we had, who was that, 19 points. Dame has 60 points. Wow, yeah, I saw that across the monitor. Damian Lillard put up 60 last night. You know, I know the other night Patrick Bell was memeing him saying that what happened to the watch? Watch must be broke. Ain't no Dame time. I'm going to put my watch back in my pocket. No Dame time. So, yeah, Damian Lillard, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Trailblazers beat the Jazz 134-124. Trailblazers 134 over the Jazz 124. And we had the Raptors 113, Kings 95. Raptors, 113, Kings, 95. Pascal Siakam, 26 points. And that one, Raptors, 113, Kings, 95. Then we had Los Angeles Lakers, 113, and San Antonio Spurs, 104. Los Angeles Lakers, 113, Spurs, 104. And we had Johnson for the Spurs, 25 points. Johnson, 25 points for the Spurs, and we had Anthony Davis, 21 points, 12 rebounds, blocks. Anthony Davis, again, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks. Lakers defeat the Spurs 113-104. Lakers 113 over the Spurs 104. Anthony Davis looks like he's about 20 points off the mark, you know, but he'll be, you know, because he's a 40-point guy. So he's scoring-wise, he's halfway back. But I think defensively and rebounding, I think he's right there. 12 rebounds, 4 blocks, you know. I think he's right on task with that. So, yeah. Let me go into my NCAA men's. See if I can get some scores up for the NCAA men's action from yesterday. See what our results are. Top 25. We had in NCAA men's action, we had Alabama 66, Mississippi State 63. Alabama 66, Mississippi State 63. We also had number 3 Houston 82 over UCF 71. Number 3 Houston 82, UCF 71. And going back to my first score, Alabama over Mississippi State, there was number 2 Alabama over Mississippi State, 56-63. Number 3 Houston over UCF, 82-71. Number 4 Tennessee, 70. Georgia, 41. That was a blowout. Number 4 Tennessee over Georgia, and that'll be 70-41. Tennessee over Georgia, 70-41. We had number 13 Xavier, 82, number 19, UConn, 79. Number 13, Xavier over UConn, number 19, UConn, 79. So number 13, Xavier, 82, number 19, UConn, 79. Xavier coming up with a big win. Well, they should have won that one because they're ranked higher than UConn. So I'm so used to UConn programs being like number one when it comes down to basketball, but this ain't the women, but the men, they were good back in the day at one time. But anyway, number 13, Xavier, 82. Number 19, UConn, 79. And we have number 15, Auburn, 63. They lost to Texas A&M, 79. So Texas A&M, 79, defeated number 15, Auburn, 63. Maybe that'll boost Texas A&M up into a rank.
And
we got a little bit of commercial coming up. You know, people, I try to use some of this stuff. I apologize for that technical difficulty there while I was doing my schools. And I try to use some of these media outlets. They have these commercials built in into their pages. And when they do that, it kind of upsets me. I think I'm going to start printing out. I probably need to start printing out all these scores. I think when I try to bring you guys the scores from another source, for whatever reason, these little commercials, they sneak in, and it's hard to block them out. So I apologize for that technical difficulty. The things on my show aren't perfect, but we do a good job. We get it all done. But let me just get back to my men's college basketball scores and try to eliminate the disruptions this time. But I apologize for, interruption there on air. I'm just trying to get all my scores out to you guys. I want to get back to my scores, so stand by, please. I need to get back to my Thursday night slate. My Wednesday night slate, rather. And I think I only have one more score left for men's college basketball. And I apologize for the interruption there. And we had last I left off was Texas, unranked Texas A&M 79 over ranked number 15, Auburn 63. A&M 79, Auburn 63. And we have Butler. We have Butler lost to Providence. 79-58. So number 23 Providence defeated Butler 79-58. Last men's score, number 23 Providence over Butler 79-58. So that's all my NCAA men's scores. When I come back, I'll be going off into my NCAA women's scores and NHL scores when we get back. So just stand by and we'll be back. We'll be back for that. Stand by and we'll be back for that. So we're going to go off into a quick station music mix, and we'll be back with more women's basketball scores from the NCAA and our NHL scores from NHL scores last night, and we'll be back for that. So just stand by, and we'll be coming right back to you, on the show. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stogas and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the morning on the Stogas and Beer Radio Show. We're talking about Wednesday night NBA action recap. So all the stuff that went on last night in the NBA, we're just going over scores and results and any breaking news from that. So stand by. We'll be back again. I'm using some new sources on my show. So if, we get a couple commercials bleeding through until I get it down pat, just bear with us. We'll fix the audio interruptions as we go. Nothing's perfect on these shows. That's why I need me an audio engineer handling all this stuff while I'm trying to do the show, which I'll be doing a lot of recruiting this weekend. A lot of recruiting on Craigslist, trying to pop out some ads for audio engineer, news desk person, just so I can take some of the load off of me and I can just do the show and then bring other people in to do the news and things like that, making more of a smoother transition on air. But we'll get better, perfect, but we try to put out a good product, and we'll get better as we go. But with that being said, this is the Stogas and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogas and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck is 9:03 a.m. It is 61 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. So it's a cool, sunny day in San Diego, California, but we're not going to complain because we're not like on the East Coast. Snowstorms and tornadoes. We don't have that right now, so we're going to be thankful for a sunny, cool day rather than having to deal with tornadoes and snowstorms. So we're going to keep a prayer wheel turning in our heart that the Creator blesses all the people on the East Coast and in the Southeast, bless them to stay safe and allow this winter storm to blow through. Go ahead and pass over the northeast and the southeast so everybody can be safe and comfortable. So we're going to be praying for them in the northeast and the southeast. But anyway, it is, a cool day here in San Diego, 61 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the Stogas and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBES, CWS. If you'd like to call into the show, call in the area code 515-602-9687. To correct the host, the base host, call in the 515-602-9687. And just all you got to do is just when you come in the queue, put your hand in queue, I'll come to you. And then you can state your first initial, last initial, and then the state that you're calling from so we can keep you discreet on the show. With that being said, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick station break, and then we'll be back. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Man, aka the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. The beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to call in to the show, the call-in line is 515-602-9687. Guest call-in line is 515-602-9687. If you'd like to call in, talk about the sport you love the most, call in to 515-602-9687. Topic for today is Wednesday night NBA action recap. Where we're just basically going over all the schools in action and breaking news in the National Basketball Association. Like I said earlier, football is about to be done. Basketball is king right now. So we got a lot of basketball every day. I want to get back off into my women's basketball scores real quick so I can make sure that I got all my scores covered, everything. I haven't went over hockey. I haven't went over women's basketball. So bear with me. I'm trying to try a new audio source, and I'm just trying to figure out how to avoid bleeding my two audio sources in together. So bear with me if any pop up ads come in while I'm talking. I'll get better at it. Just trying to figure out how to mute all this stuff out so I can get you the information that I want you to have. I'm just trying to get women's college basketball scores up from Wednesday night. And we have, look like about two games from last night. We had number 8, Iowa State, 75 over TCU, 35. Total blowout, 19, Iowa State, 75, TCU, 35. This in women's college basketball. And we had number 14, Oklahoma, lost to Texas, unranked Texas. So we had unranked Texas, 78, and number 14, Oklahoma, 58. In women's basketball action again. Unranked Texas, 78, defeated 14 Oklahoma, 58. So that was a big win for unranked Texas, them beating number 14. That's a top 20 team they defeated. Maybe they'll give them a ranking sometime today or tomorrow. That's it for women's basketball. Let's get off into some NHL, of course. I like to make sure my hockey fans get taken care of as well. Like to make sure all my hockey fans get taken care of. So we got just trying to find some scores from Wednesday night. All right. We have in Wednesday night action, the Senators 2, Islanders 1. Senators 2, Islanders 1 in NHL action. We also have Rangers 2, Maple Leafs 3. So the Maple Leafs defeat the Rangers 3-2. Maple Leafs defeat the Rangers 3-2. And we have the Hurricanes 3, Dallas Stars 2. Hurricanes defeat the Stars 3-2. We have the Blue Jackets 3, Oilers 2. Blue Jackets defeat the Oilers 3-2. What else we got? We got the Canucks lost to the Kraken 6-1. The Seattle Kraken 6, the Canucks 1. Seattle Kraken 6, Canucks 1 again. The Blue Jackets defeat the Oilers 3-2. We got the Hurricanes defeat the Stars 3-2. And we had the Rangers, the Maple Leafs defeat the Rangers 3-2. Got a lot of 3-2. Maple Leafs defeat the Rangers 3-2. And we have the Senators over the Islanders 2-1. Senators over the Islanders 2-1. So that's all our scores for today. And for hockey, men's and women's basketball, and the NBA. So we went over all of our scores and everything. But yeah, last night going back to the Lakers with Anthony Davis coming back, there was big stuff last night in basketball. Anthony Davis returning back. He had 21 points, 12 rebounds, I think 8 blocks. Yeah, so he did his thing last night. I think he went 21 points, 12 rebounds, 8 blocks. So something like that. I might have my stat line wrong, but I know he had 21 points. So I'll put it like that, 21 points. I think defensively he's right where he needs to be at. But offensively he's you know at half speed, or not at half speed, but half production. I did see him last night. He looked a little rusty. He had missed shots that he probably would have normally made, but you know he's just getting back. He's getting back, so we ain't gonna criticize him. I think I see that the Lakers will be competing for the play-in tournament. I think they got enough time to turn it around, especially with adding a young Rui Hachimura with some size, some length. I think them adding him is going to really help them out a lot going down the stretch. Once they get chemistry with him, I think the Lakers are going to be all right. I think they'll be all right. We're going to segue off into some NFL news here. Let me see if I want to bring up the conference schedule this weekend for the NFL. I want to bring up the conference schedule. It looked like we got for Sunday, January 29th, for the NFC Championship, we got San Francisco at Philadelphia, 12 p.m., and that's going to be on Fox. San Francisco at Philadelphia, that'll be 12 p.m. Pacific time on Fox for the NFC Championship, and we got for the AFC Championship, Cincinnati at Kansas City, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on CBS. Again, we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs, 3:30 Pacific time on CBS for the AFC Championship. And one more time, just to make sure everybody got it, because football is wrapping up. I don't want you to miss these last couple games. We got San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles, 12 p.m. on Fox. That's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Giving you Pacific time. And we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on CBS, and that's for the AFC Championship. So this is going to be Championship Sunday, people, leading up into the Super Bowl, Championship Sunday. And Super Bowl is going to be on February the 8th. Super Bowl is going to be February 8th through the 14th. They're saying the so they're basically pretty much saying conference championship this weekend, January 25th through the 31st. That's the coverage, January 25th through the 31st for the conference championship. And Pro Bowl week is February 1st through the 7th. Pro Bowl week, February 1st through the 7th. And then the Super Bowl week, February 8th through the 14th. Super Bowl, February 8th through the 14th. So it looks like the Super Bowl will be played on February the 14th, if I'm reading this correctly. If you'd like to call in and correct me or debate me, please call in area code 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 to call in and correct me on anything that I'm putting out there, because I do make mistakes. I don't mind being corrected, and I apologize for any mistakes or any mistakes that I might make on air. I apologize and correct them as people call in to the show and give me the right information if I'm wrong about something. I try to keep the Stogies and Beer Radio Show an impromptu professional show where it's pretty much is like, you know, we're having a conversation in your living room. I like to keep it very normal conversation in your living room. That's why I call it Stogies and Beer. Guys and girls sitting back, drinking a beer, smoking a stogie or whatever you like to do, popping open a bag of chips and drinking a soda, whatever your vices are, that's fine. I call it Stogies and Beer because I'm more of a guy that likes to pop open me a can of beer and watch the game. Some people like to burn a cigar, you know. So that's why I call it Stogies and Beer. So whether you like to light up a stogie, light up a cigarette, open up a bag of chips, open up a drink of beer, drink a margarita, drink a glass of wine, whatever you like to do, I just try to keep this a professional impromptu show, very conversation. I don't worry about too much heavy media performance, although I've been trained in media performance at San Diego City College. I have certificates in news broadcast and radio, television, film. I do know how to act and perform on camera. I know how to act and perform on air. I know how to do voiceovers. I know how to do all this stuff. I know how to edit film. I know how to edit audio. I know I do all this stuff. I've been trained to do all of it, but I try to keep my, you know, like a normal conversation that we was talking on the street, riding in the car, sitting on your couch, watching the game. I try to keep the conversation flowing like that. I don't go too heavy on a lot of media performance stuff, because that's not the way this show is set up to be. It's set up to be just what it is. The Stogies and Bear Radio Show, professional armchair quarterbacks banter about the sport they love the most. Armchair quarterbacks, meaning that we are our own media experts in our household. You got the media experts on TV, but we're the media experts on this radio show and in our household. We're the armchair quarterbacks. We don't play the sport, but we feel like we know everything about the sport. That's why I call it that's why I call everybody that participates on the show or that listens to the show professional armchair quarterbacks. So anyway, we went over a lot of stuff, but the biggest thing that I'm working on this morning is the fact that Ben Simmons last night played a good game to me, but the media experts are still trying to say he didn't play well enough for them. He's not playing like an all-star. He's just content being a role player. Well, I mean, if the team is, who is that, Jock Vaughn, his coach, if I'm correct, Jock Vaughn, head coach for the New York Nets, if they're content with him, you know, playing the way he's playing, then oh well, they're content with it. If they're content with him playing the way he's playing, then why should the media expert have a problem with it if his head coach is fine with it? I didn't see what he was struggling last night trying to play basketball. Ben Simmons was active in that game. He was live in that game. He was enthused in that game. Like I said, he didn't have to be perfect in every situation. He didn't have to be perfect in every situation. He just had to be perfect in some situations. And I think he had situational perfection when he needed it. Again, I feel like Ben Simmons for the New York Knicks had situational perfection when he needed it. I felt like he played hard last night. But a lot of the media experts on the monitor last night saying, oh, Ben Simmons, he's not hitting all-star level numbers. Well, that's probably not the Simmons he wants to be anymore. I'll give you another boxing analogy because everybody knows they listen to the show. I used to box, and boxing is my love. I like all other sports, but I love boxing. Floyd Mayweather, when he first came out, they called him Pretty Boy Floyd. And Pretty Boy would knock people out. Pretty Boy was very aggressive. You know, he knocked people out, very aggressive and stuff like that. You know, but if I'm correct, he also would have hand problems. His hands would give him a lot of problems from hitting guys a lot. If I'm remembering right, I think he mentioned that one time, I believe, that he had some hand problems. You know, probably broke, you know, fractured knuckle here or there, strained knuckle, whatever. But when he changed himself and started basically taking over his career, getting up under all these promoters and started doing what you call self-promotion, self-investment. When he started doing self-promotion and self-investment, he changed his name to Money. Not Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather. He changed his name to Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, his second resurgence as Money Mayweather, he didn't do as much trying to knock people out, trying to really put them out there. He did more movement, more jabs, combinations. Now, if he could get you out of there, he'd get you out of there. But he wasn't pressing the gas on knocking people out. It was more like, I'm not trying to stay in here taking all these punches. I'm not trying to stay in the storm, you know, taking all these punches, taking all these shots. I'm going to fight a smarter way, give myself more longevity, and there you have Money Mayweather. He changed it up. I'm using a boxing analogy to go back to a basketball analogy when it comes down to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, yeah, if I'm correct, you know, defensive player of the year and all this different stuff coming into the NBA. But as time has gone, he's changed his game up to where he's comfortable. He may not want to be the man. He may not want to be the second leading scorer on the team. He may be like, hey, I just want to be a part of the team. I don't want to stand out. I want to do just enough to not be a hindrance. I got some holes. I got some flaws. So I'm going to work on my strengths playing defense. I'm going to work on my strengths playing defense and rebounding the ball. I'm not going to worry so much about being an offensive juggernaut. I'm going to work on my defense, work on my rebounding, work on my assists and everything like that, passing the ball, because he's a good passer from what I can see and from what the media experts are saying. He can pass the ball pretty well. So I say all that to just say, when it all comes down to it, I think Ben Simmons just, like Floyd Weather, changed his game. Act number two. But after that, sometimes people change the game. And I think this is Ben Simmons' second act. And he's just changing the game. So we'll see how it all turns out for Ben Simmons going into the All-Star break, moving on to the conference, to the playoffs. We'll keep an eye on Ben Simmons. I'm going to segue over into some NFL news coming across the monitor. Report is that Mac Jones didn't like Joe Judge at all. Surprise how dysfunctional Belichick's Patriots have become. Report is Mac Jones didn't like Joe Judge at all. Surprise how dysfunctional Belichick's Patriots have become. That's what's coming across the monitor right now. If you call in and talk about that, call in the area code 515-605-9687 and raise your hand in queue and we can talk about it. So they're saying that the Patriots' way has became dysfunctional, and Mac Jones, the quarterback for the Patriots, did not like Joe Judge. So I'm assuming that Joe Judge, the offensive coordinator, if I'm correct, and Mac Jones and the offensive coordinator, Judge, did not get along. Mac Jones did not like him at all. So I think that, am I surprised by it? No. I'm not surprised by it because there's a lot of people that work with people they don't like. Hell, I recently worked with people that I didn't really care for to some degree. Well, I won't say recently. I'll say it's been times in my career where I've worked with people at different places that I did not like. I'll say most of the people that I have recently worked with, I did like. Most of the people that I recently worked with, I did like. I may not have agreed with everything that they do, but I will say recently, most of the people that I've worked with, I've liked. I really can't say I didn't like anyone at my last station of work, at my last workstation. I can't say that I didn't like anybody. Well, I put it like that. I'll correct that. At my last workstation, what I'm trying to say, people, is that I didn't have a dysfunctional relationship at my last workstation with anyone. However, I have been at other workstations to where I had dysfunction with some people that I could actually say, I ended up not liking you. After I tried to like you, I maybe ended up not liking you based on some of your policies and decision-making. And even previously before, I've been in the workforce a long time. And it's at other workstations I've actually detested some people in some workstations. The point that I'm making is that I'm not surprised that Mac Jones did not like Joe Judge in the Patriots organization, because what I'm saying is that it's dysfunctional relationships in corporate America all the time. So it's different. It's dysfunctional relationships in professional sports all the time. It's a whole lot of times. You can go back to Michael Jordan and Steve Kerr. Something happened with them back in the day, and Michael Jordan wound up giving Steve Kerr a black eye, bust him in his eye. You know, so, they worked through it. They worked through it, but, you know, I think Michael Jordan said that He got kicked out of practice for that. But that fight. Fights happen. Dysfunctions happen in corporate America. Like I said, in my most recent workstation, I didn't have a dysfunctional relationship with anybody. I might not agree with all of their policies, but I didn't have a dysfunctional relationship. So there was a positive experience at my most recent workstation. But workstations prior to that, I have had dysfunctional relationships, and some relationships did not end well. And even going way back in the day, like I said, because I've been in corporate America a long time, I've had some relationships at some jobs, at some workstations that I couldn't stand people. I detested people. People made me sick and gave me heartburn at night. So I'm not surprised that in the Patriots organization in professional sports that the quarterback and the OC didn't get along and stuff like that. I'm not surprised about it. Mac Jones don't like the offensive coordinator. Bill Belichick needs to hire a new one. That's the way professional sports work, especially when you got your quarterback saying, I don't like the OC or the quarterback coach, whatever he was. I'm not sure Joe Judge's position, but I'm assuming he was the offensive coordinator or the quarterback coach because he was working with Mac Jones, and Mac Jones did not like him. So for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. It is 9:31 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is a cool sunny day in San Diego, California, right about 64 degrees. And it is windy. We got a Santa Ana wind coming through here in San Diego. So everybody out there, if they don't light no cigarettes and throw them out the window here in San Diego, because we don't need a fire to pop off with these Santa Ana winds, because we know this place will burn down in a heartbeat. And hopefully if somebody do, because the ground is probably still kind of wet from all the rain we've been getting, hopefully that'll counteract people making bad mistakes by setting fires, throwing cigarettes out the window. We have a big homeless problem here in San Diego. People living in the woods down by the riverbed, lighting fires and campfires and stuff. And sometimes that stuff pops off into a blaze. So I'm saying that because here in San Diego we have Santa Ana coming through. So people be very cognizant of your activities today when we're talking about setting a fire or you know, using any type of flame, because this, I know this is a dry area because of drought. Even though we just had a couple weeks of good rain, this place has been so dry, we still could, this place still could burn around with these Santa Ana winds mixed with a flame. So anyway, I just want to say that people here in San Diego, California out here, you know, just be very careful. And all you guys out at the beach, Santa Ana winds, I'm quite sure that's kicking up the surf. So be careful out there on the beach as well. That's my public safety note on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. We'll take a quick station break so the Late Night Dog can get some coffee. And I'm going to come back and we're going to get off into some small business and e-commerce conversations and stuff about self-investment, advertising on this radio show. I'm trying to do more education on small business owners. If you like to come on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show and advertise your product, your service, you want to send in an MP3, send in an MP3 that we can run a couple times during the show. We'll work that out in the contract, but it's $200 to advertise your small business on the show. You can either give me a script to read off, to voiceover, or you can do your own voiceover and send it in as an MP3, and I'll run it on the show. And so I can advertise the product. But that costs $200 a month if you like to advertise your product on the radio show. At the same time, I'm looking for some jazz musicians that have some smooth jazz tracks that I can play on the show. It'll be $200 a month to feature your jazz tracks on the show, and I'll also do an interview with you, a 3-minute interview on the show, just to tell everybody listening about your upcoming projects, upcoming concert dates, stuff like that. We're trying to switch our format to a jazz format because I'm going to be marketing this show on a jazz station out here. I'm going to be marketing a show on the jazz station, and so hopefully the listeners that listen to that particular show that like jazz, but at the same time they like sports, they can come on here and listen to some smooth jazz and listen to sports. And at the same time, the advertisers that come on the show, we have a right now we have about 612 views right now, and for a one man operation, I think we're doing pretty good to get 612 streams. And that's a combination of the United States and globally. And we're gonna be doing a big global promotion as well through a sports media outlet that I use to get some more listeners in Germany and all over Europe. We're trying to get our European fan base up to be about 50% of the market share. I got a lot of the United States is like right about 90%, and everything else is right about, you know, 1.5%, close to 2% outside the United States. And I'm trying to make my global listening audience rival my American listening audience. So, you know, we'll be talking about that when we come back from the break. So anyway, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. The Late Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Our topic for today is Wednesday night NBA action recap. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love. Topics covered but not limited to will be Los Angeles Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors, and San Antonio Spurs. We went over all of that stuff. So now we're going to be jumping off into our small business segment and e-commerce segment. We're going to get off into that when we come back from break. So stand by, people. To the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Miro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Topic for today was Wednesday night NBA action recap. With the host with the Bay Pro Armchair Quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love. Topics covered but not limited to will be the Los Angeles Lakers. We talked about that. Memphis Grizzlies, we talked about them. Golden State Warriors, we talked about them. And the San Antonio Spurs, we talked about them. We also talked about the New York Nets and Ben Simmons. We also talked about the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid and James Harden. So we went over all our scores and everything, NBA action, went over NHL scores, went over our NCAA men's and women's basketball scores. We went over our updates on the NFL championship Sunday. We went over all that and all the stuff about the Pro Bowl week and Super Bowl week. We went over details on that. So we got everything covered. Now with the last couple minutes of the show, I'm going to take some time to talk about small business advertising and e-commerce. When I say small business, that includes e-commerce businesses, whether you are a traditional small business or if you got an online business, meaning e-commerce, you can advertise on this show. You can send in a script for me to read, or you can send in your own MP3 for me to play. Advertising your business and your service that costs $200 a month. We have a viewership. Ninety-three percent of my viewership is pretty much the United States, and the other 7% is global. We're currently trying to market to get our global audience up to rival the U.S. audience, and I'm gonna be using some different sports media outlets to do that here real soon. So we're gonna have a diverse group of listeners around the world for you to advertise your small business to. The cost for that, again, is $200 a month. We're also looking at trying to get going to a smooth jazz format. So I'm going to be putting out a Craigslist ad for smooth jazz artists that already have music ready, and you can advertise your music on the show and also get an interview done for $200 a month. We'll do a interview for you talking about your upcoming concerts and projects, and we'll be playing your music on the show, putting it in rotation for a month. That's a $200 package. So if you're a small business, it's a $200 package to advertise on the show. If you're a smooth jazz artist, it's a $200 package to come on the show and get an interview. And at the same time, even for my small businesses, we'll do a 30-minute interview for you, interview you for 30 minutes about your product or service. Same thing for small jazz, for smooth jazz artists. We'll be doing a interview about your upcoming projects and concerts. And so whether you're a small business or e-commerce business, you can advertise on the show, advertise your product on the show and get interviewed. If you're a smooth jazz artist, the same thing. You can talk about your upcoming project and your concerts and everything like that. And that's $200 a month as well to be a part of the show. I'm also looking for guest sports contributors. Whether you're an athlete that just graduated college, whether you be a man or woman, it's not gender specific. If you're an athlete and you want to come on the show and contribute to the show about the sport you love, meaning we're looking for professional armchair quarterbacks, people that, whether you're a current athlete or a former athlete or played but just love sports, we're looking for guest sports contributors to come on the show and share their sports knowledge and be a part of our first program where you will be, debating against myself and our number one sports contributor to the show, DC out of Maryland, the days that he come on. If he's not on, you would just be debating me or debating against me, correcting me, or agreeing with me. Debate, correct, agree. That's pretty much what you'll be doing as a guest sports contributor, debating me, correcting me on the information I may have wrong, or agreeing with me if I'm making a point that you agree with. So we're looking for guest sports contributors that can come on and be a part of our Versus series where you're basically debating the points against my number one sports contributor, DC from Maryland. Just trying to add a little entertainment value to the show so it ain't just me talking to everybody. They can also hear some other different points and takes on the show. So that's what we're going to be doing. And we're also looking for a news desk editor. I'll be advertising a lot of this stuff on Craigslist. We're looking for a news desk editor. So the person that comes on the show that wants to, if you have an interest in going off into sports media, you can come on the show and do the news. And at the same time, some of the days that I can't fill in, that I can't be on the show, you can fill in for me and run the show. So we're looking for that. I can't pay you any money, but shows are broadcast live through Blog Talk Radio, and it's a great opportunity to be your news reel, to basically edit your reel together, to take to a radio station, and get you a job in sports media to your at your local TV station or your local radio station. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. So I'm looking for a news desk editor. At the same time, I'm looking for a music director to basically be in charge of playing the music on the show, so I don't have to do anything but basically come in and do what I do, which is banter about the sports that I love and stuff that's coming across the monitor. So I'll be putting a lot of these different things out on Craigslist sometime today or throughout the weekend, so people can know what I'm trying to do. At the same time, I'll be advertising it on Twitter and on Facebook, trying to get some people involved with the show. Just trying to make this show as best as we can, as professional as we can, and bear with us with any technical difficulties that we run into from time to time on the show as we're trying different things. Like today, I was using another media source website trying to tell you the scores and everything. And, you know, they have all these little video pop-up blocks on these different websites, and sometimes these ads will just turn on. They'll just take over your audio, and so they can stream whatever commercial it is on their website. And I'm trying to figure out whether it's better to just do the whether it's better to just basically print out my scores and everything for the show, so I can avoid doing that. If I'll just print out the scores and everything for the show, so I can just read them off script versus trying to read them off the monitor or trying to go to another media source while I'm on air, because there's always some kind of technical problems happening. But that's why I need other people involved in the show. I recommend, if you are a small business owner, always have a staff, because if you get sick, the show is sick. If you got an appointment, like yesterday I had an appointment, the show had an appointment. I couldn't get on air yesterday unless I came on earlier. I wasn't willing to do that. I was just willing to keep the time at the same time it always is. So since I do that, I wound up just canceling the show for yesterday, and I apologize for not being on the show yesterday. But again, when you're a small business owner or entrepreneur, don't be a sole proprietor. Be a corporation and have a board of people or a staff of people that you're working with. So if anything goes wrong with you, the business carries on. The show carries on. Like right now, if I get sick, the show is sick. If I got an appointment, the show got an appointment. If I'm on vacation, the show is on vacation. But if I had other people, like that's why I'm trying to get my news desk staff set up to where people can volunteer to come on and do the news. And at the same time, if I can't be on the show, they can volunteer to fill in with me and be the host of the show the days I can't be on here, as long as they follow the standards of my show, which is pretty simple. We don't talk a lot about politics. We don't talk a lot about religion. And we don't talk a lot about, and we don't use profanity on the show. As long as we stay away from all that type of stuff, those hard topics, and just keep it sports, they can come on and fill in for me the days that I can't do the show. But anyway, once again, I'm going back into the small business information, that if you are a small business owner and you would like to come advertise on the Stokers and Beer Radio, it's $200 a month. You a traditional brick and mortar small business or a online business, you can come advertise, come on and get an interview. We'll interview you for 30 minutes about your product and service, and you can send in a script for me to read at certain times of the show, or you can do a send in a voiceover that I can just put in and play it certain times of the show. And that's whether you brick and mortar business or e-commerce business, it doesn't matter. It's $200 a month to advertise, and currently we have about 612 streams currently, and that averages out to be about 100 and something streams a month. But we're trying to market to get our listenership up globally. Right now, again, 93% of our audience is U.S. based, 7% of our audience is globally. We're trying to get that 7% up to 50%. I want to have 50% U.S. and then 50% global. So I'm going to be doing a big European campaign here to promote the show, because this is a global sports talk show for a global listening audience. If you are a smooth jazz artist, you can come on and get a 30-minute interview as well and tell us about your upcoming projects and concert dates, tour dates, and we'll play your music on the show for, put it in rotation for 30 days, and that's $200 a month as well. And jazz is a global platform, jazz is a global platform because jazz is known in a lot of countries globally, and definitely in the United States. So it'll be beneficial for you to come on the show. We're getting about, 100-something streams and downloads a month combined, and currently we're at 612 streams and downloads as of today, and the show's only been around for, I don't even know if it's been 6 months yet. July 5th will be our anniversary, so I think we might already hit our 6 month mark. But I mean, that's pretty much, like I said, about 110 streams or so a month. That's not bad for a one man operation. And once I start getting some key positions filled, like my news desk position, other guest sports contributors coming on the show, I think our listenership will go up because we'll have more people involved with the show at that time. So anyway, with that being said, I want to remind everybody to stay light, not darkness, be love, not hate. Pray for peace around the world. Right now they got tanks going into Ukraine and all this, more tanks going into Ukraine to fight against the Russian oppression. So we want to pray for peace around the world for both sides. Stop. Make sure you get your COVID-19 boosters, get your flu shots, keep your mask on in crowded spaces, keep your hand sanitizer on you at all times to combat monkeypox and all this stuff. With that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live on the Stoke Media Radio Show. And we'll see you guys on Monday. We're going to set black and fade off. Have a great day.